Now Rav Nosson Zal says this is an incredible revelation because many people learn that item in the Sifrei Kabbalah and it sounds cute, it sounds deep, but they don't know what to do with it. And Rav Nosson Zal just took this item from the Kisvei Arizal from Kabbalah and showed us how it applies in each and every one of our lives, you know, in serving Hashem, how we are able, how each and every one of us, Hashem showed us the prototype of creation so that we could apply it when we want to create. Every time we want to create a new phase in our life, anytime we want to get to something new, a new limud, baruchnius, and even lahavdil begashmius, he just taught us how to do it. And those people who don't succeed in learning, in many cases, it's because of this mistake, because they haven't learned this lesson. They don't know that in order to understand, you have to first recognize that you don't understand, and you have to be willing to accept that, be comfortable with that for a certain period, and start with a tzimtzum of I know nothing. Then after you, once that keli is built, once your emunah is built and developed, and it's strong, where you're able to trust, you're able to listen and accept even though you don't understand, you start drinking knowledge, more knowledge, and then you start understanding a little bit. Suddenly, it's not what it was a week ago, a month ago. I learned a lot in this month. There's still a lot I don't understand, obviously. There's still... But it's no problem because I saw before that one day I didn't understand. A month later, I understood 1,000 things that I didn't understand before. So I'll do it again. I'll go round after round. Each time starting with a certain emunah that's based on emes, that's based on a certain reality that I've looked and it seems quite clear to me that I'm on the right path, that this is it. And based on that, I can grow from emuna to seichel, from seichel to a new level of emuna to a new level of seichel, to keep going from malchus to chachma, to the malchus above it, to the chachma above it, going worlds, you know, traveling worlds. Vos kishehu chazak be'emunasai. And then when the person is strong with his faith, oz Hashem yisborach meir einov. Then Hashem opens his eyes. And the person gets to understand with his brain what he couldn't understand, what he didn't understand before. This is what the Arizal tells us was step two of creation. Step one was Hashem created that vacant area. Step two was that Hashem walked over to the closet, he took out a box that said light, seichel, and he started pouring it into that vacant area. And that light was the spheroids and the midois and the worlds, all of that. And again, we're calling the vacant area emuna. Ki hu emuna, hi hatzimtzum v'hakli v'hamida shel kol hamidois. Because emuna is the constriction, it's the keli, the vessel, and it's the midah of all the midahs. It's the shehem kulam bechinas tzimtzumei haseichel me'ilo la'olo. Because all of the midahs, yisoid, netzach, chesed, all of these things are tzimtzumim. They are all tzimtzumim of Hashem's light, of Hashem's seichel. But the tzimtzum of all tzimtzumim is emunah. The ground floor, the foundation, is always emunah. You can't start anything. You can't start chesed. You can't start understanding chesed without starting from the malchus of chesed. Always the emunah of that level. That's your tzimtzum. That's your beginning. Misechel elyon, sertan, from upper sechel to lower sechel, lahasig al yodom oisa yisbora. Each one of the midos, each one of the worlds, are tzimtzumim, their kelim, of Hashem's light, which give us the ability to relate to Hashem through that item. V'chulam, and all of them, ein lohem koyach legaloi sulohi l'tshum das v'shum asal v'sporohi, they all do not have the ability to broadcast or reveal or give birth to any seichel or any understanding of Hashem, kim al yidei emuna levad, without emuna. Without starting with emuna. It's got to start with emuna. Ki ho emuna hu hakli v'hatzimtzum shel kulam. Because emuna is the keli and tzimtzum of all of them. Now we understand why each one of the spheroids has all 10 in them. And again, the beginning is always malchus. Malchus of malchus, Malchus of Yesoid, Malchus of Chesed, Malchus of Chachma, and then you go to the next world, Malchus of Yetzira, Malchus of Bria. You're always starting from Malchus, Emunah. Just like Lahavdil, the example we gave. A kid, every year, he comes into a new class. Every time, he goes from 6th grade to 7th grade to 8th grade. In each and every grade, if he wants to learn, if he wants to absorb the curriculum of that grade, the only way he will do it is if he starts off with Emunah. If he starts off asking questions, if he starts off insisting that he wants to understand everything on day one, he's out. He's out. He has no chance of success. If he starts with Emunah, with that Tzimtzum, from the Emunah, you can, on that foundation, can build all kinds of stuff. Can build Netzach, can build Hoyt, can build... And this is what the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Noach, Dafayin, and Pikudei Daf Reish Lamed Hei, the less reshu l'shum sfira, la'aroko birchon bar mino. None of the spheroids has permission to distribute brachos, to distribute its light, other than via the malchus, bar mino, without the malchus. Dahinu chutz mimidas hamalchus, meaning with outside of the malchus. Shehi b'chinas emuna, which is emuna, she'al yodo daiko ikar hisgalus hadas shel asogas l'gisboro. It's only and specifically through the malchus that the das of Hashem is revealed. You have to always precede. You have to always start with Emuna, which is Tchilas HaTzimtzum. Another example of this, you have a teacher, a person who's going to be teaching a certain subject. He's a master in this particular subject. The example of music. A teacher on a certain level is teaching music, and this teacher has mastered, they're teaching 11th graders in high school, and this teacher's been teaching 11th grade music for the past 25 years. So he's been through this quite a number of times, knows it very, very well. Where does he have it? He's got it up in his brain. All of that knowledge is up in his brain. Now, September 3rd, a new class comes in, 25 students who are coming to learn 11th grade music. You have the teacher who's got all of this in his brain, and you have the students. How does he give over his knowledge to them? Through his mouth, right? There's a pasuk, mipiv das usvuna. The only way that you can get knowledge from another person is through the mouth. The person speaks. What is the mouth? Malchus peh. The mouth is the tzimtzum. That's the tzimtzum where he's taking what he has up in his brain, and he's processing it, he's filtering it to see what he's going to say. If he's a smart person, he's going to be thinking very carefully before something goes. The mouth is not just going to dump out, it's not going to vomit out what's in his brain. He's going to be selecting, step by, going through tzimtzum and tzimtzum. What's the first thing I should tell them? What can they understand now based on their first 10 years of education? What can I tell them to start them off in 11th grade music? And start with item one, which is a chiddush to them, something they didn't know before, it's Ein Soi. And then from that, build and add and grow, till by the time we finish that year, they've gotten, how much did they got? They get 5% of what's in his brain. He can't give them because again, he's much more advanced than what he's teaching them. But he was able to be metzamtzem for them on their level if they started with Malchus. If they started with Emunah, if they were willing to listen, if they were able to hear, and they were able to absorb things which they didn't understand, which they were able to accept without fully understanding, on that he can build and give over more and more. V'gam afilu achakach, kishezoichen shianim shach ezedas v'asogo, and even afterwards, after a person went through the phase of Emunah, and they grew, they went to higher hell, where they were able to receive some das and some understanding of Hashem. It's impossible to really receive the das in a positive way without emuna. Ki osur lismoich ala seich levad, because a Jew is not allowed to rely on his seichel alone, on what he understands, what makes sense to him alone. Ve'ein kiyum lahaseichel b'loi hu emuna. A person will not succeed in seichel without emuna, without a certain degree of faith. Ki b'mufla mimcho al tidroish. Because the pasuk says, in that which is above you, in that which is wondrous to you, don't delve into it. Don't try to understand it. Because it's impossible for a person to receive seichel without it going through filters and constrictions. And any time we're talking about a tzimtzum or a filter, what's another word for that? Emuna, malchus, tzimtzum. And that's why a person is not allowed to try to delve into things that are above his level. As the pasuk says, in that which is above you, don't delve into it. So that he shouldn't run into the problem of trying for too much light, trying to turn up the light too high, which shatters the vessel, shatters the thing that's containing the light. Because when a person's mind is racing to try to understand what he's not ready to understand yet, what he can't understand yet, and he's not willing to rely on trust alone, on faith alone, he's being poigem in emuna. He's wronging the emuna. Vazai, and when a person messes up emuna, machmas ribuy oyer hasechel, because he's trying to understand something that he's not ready for right now, he's reaching up to a light that's out of his reach, nishbar kli emuna, that can burst his keli, that can destroy his keli, his emuna, v'oz nivgam v'noifil hu emuna, and then the emuna becomes defective and it falls. And then his das goes out the window also. The whole thing shatters. His vessel breaks and the light scatters. What happens when a lamp, you know, when it bursts, the room becomes dark. Even that which he was able to understand at first, he loses now. Because everything goes back to infinite. When he busted the vessels, when the vessels burst, what happens? It goes back to the beginning. It goes back to Ein Sof. It's all infinite light because there's no kalim. When there's no kalim, the light just is, it's boundless. You know, it's without any boundaries at all. Machma shenishbar hakli v'atzimtzum she'emuna, because the keli, the tzimtzum, which is emuna, was busted, was destroyed. Paragraph Dalit. Let's just try one more paragraph. This was the mistake, this was the sin of Adam and Chava, that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shaideze Chozar Vigoram Bechinas Shviras Kalim, Kamuva, which caused a second round of Shviras Kalim. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Hashem first created the world, there was a Shviras Kalim, and then when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he caused the second Shviras Kelim, a second bursting of the vessels. Ki Isa, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Rav Nosson says this is brought in the Sefer Halikutim of the Arizal in Bereishis, chapter 1, Daf Gimel. It's brought that Odom Arishoin Pogam B'masho, Yumistakel B'masho, Ein Loi Rishus, Hainu Kanal. The way the Sforim explain the act of Odom eating from the Eitz Hadas means he looked at what he wasn't supposed to look at. He tried to reach up to something that he wasn't supposed to reach up to. Ki hoyetzorech lischazik tchila be'emuna shleima. He was supposed to first get strong in emuna, solid faith in Hashem, solidify himself in faith. V'hu rotzo leida bedaitoi daiko, whereas he wanted to understand with his brain. Sheze b'chinas eitz hadas toivoro, shezir Hashem yisborach lo. That's the whole concept of this eitz hadas, which Hashem warned him, stay away from it, keep out. Ki o eitz hadas hoyoloi koyach hazeh. Listen to this now, listen to how Rav Nosson Zal explains what the Eitz Hadas was all about. The Eitz Hadas had this power in it, Shemi Sheyoichal Mimenu, that if a person would eat from it, Nichnas Bo Yetzer Hara, it caused an evil inclination to come into the person. V'yisave, what kind of Yetzer Hara? V'yisave v'yirdoif lodas ulistakel b'mashein l'rishus. For the person to want and to crave to understand things he can't understand, things he's not allowed to understand at that point. And that causes a destruction of the vessels. That causes the vessels to burst when you try to understand, when you're trying to reach a higher level light than you're capable of handling right now. Everybody knows that in a house, you have an electric box. You add, you put more on it, more on it, more on it, boom, the thing blows. Dahainu shenishbar klei ho'emuna, which means, again, the fuse box, in this case, is the vessel that klei of emuna, the vessel that was supposed to contain everything and control it and hold it in place. Now that thing busted. Me'achar she'enoi roitze lismoch al emuna levad. Because this person doesn't want to play by emuna. He doesn't want to play with the rules. He doesn't want to go by emuna alone. V'roitze lo das ulohoven daika b'li emuna. He wants to understand. I don't want to believe. I want to understand what's going on. Nimtzo she'mafshit es hadas min ho emuna. So he's stripping away the emuna. He's throwing away. He's saying, emuna, get out of my way. I don't want emuna. Don't give me that emuna stuff. I want to understand. I want to make sense out of this. Uki she'mafshit es hadas min ho emuna. And when you strip away the emuna from the das, ze b'chinas shviras kelim. Another way of describing that is breaking of the vessels. Because the vessel is the emuna, or as it's called in Chumash, Misas Hamalochim, the king's dying. There's a place at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, in 2 weeks, we're going to be reading Parshas Vayishlach. At the end of Vayishlach, there's a whole paragraph there where it says that this king ruled, and then he died, and the other king ruled, and the Zohar HaKadosh shows that that paragraph describes the whole creation of the world. In code words, that's the basis for the whole Kabbalah, comes from that paragraph at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, which speaks about Misas Melochim, it's called. Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, another word for Misas Melochim is Shvira Sakelim. Another word for Shvira Sakelim is when the person refuses to work with Emuna, but rather he's going for the das in something that he's not ready to understand yet. He's not capable of understanding yet. Ki nisharu hakelim b'li oirois, v'ha oirois b'li kelim. Because when this person separated the emuna from the das, when this person stripped away the emuna from the das, so the das, the light, was left without a vessel, and the vessel, the emuna, was left without light. A total mess. And that caused the light to go to go away, period. It reverted back to Ein Soif, because it had no vessel, and the vessels dropped down. The vessels, because they didn't have light, because things weren't functioning properly, the vessels dropped down. Again, standard electrician stuff, right? Overload the thing, the fuse box, the thing blows, all the lights in the whole apartment or the whole building go. Total darkness, right? What do you mean total darkness? It means all the wires disintegrate. You know, no, it's there. But it went back to Ein Soif. It went back to nothingness. It went back to darkness because somebody tried to overload. Somebody tried to put on too much oil with not enough kelim to handle it.